Spellbound is a femtastical, actual play D&D podcast. It follows the adventures of Princess Thea, the human sorceress, played by Lydia Miller.
Toast! All right, guys, that's what I had to offer. Goodbye!
Delalia, the elven ranger, played by Kelsey Botwinick-Caruza.
Lewd!
Felix, the gnome fighter, played by Rebecca Munez.
Bill is dog. Bill is safe.
And me, your DM, Emma Carter. Hello, hello. Welcome back, listeners. The world is heavy right now. I'm sure there's a lot weighing on all of our hearts. The pandemic, obviously, but also the American presidential election, the indictment of Breonna Taylor's killer, the loss of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, plus wildfires and hurricanes. Needless to say, there is plenty for us to be stressed or anxious about. So before we continue, let's just take a deep breath together. You ready? One, two. Okay. It might be hard to feel hopeful right now, but I hope, at least for the next hour and a half, this podcast can be something that helps you get through the day. Some people might call it a distraction, but to me, the girl who survived middle school by reading Tamara Pierce fantasy novels, I like to think of art, the entertainment, or the content we consume as a lifeboat to help us keep our heads above water. This will be our final episode of chapter one. Should we call this chapter one? Sure, let's call this chapter one of our Spellbound story. Don't worry, we have plenty more content already queued up and ready to edit. When we last left our heroes, they'd unlocked the puzzle of Kildora's temple and walked straight into their first boss battle with Cloaky Boy. They're up against their old foes, the Jackalwares, but this time they have a silver sword and silver-tipped arrows at their disposal. Are they too late to save Prince Dashing? Let's find out. I will see you in the story.
Okay, on the subject of shows that involve English people commenting on America, this is super roundabout, but recently I watched V for Vendetta, and like, you know that line where they're talking about how the USA is requesting aid? I feel like it's because they had like a plague or something. I don't know, but
you feel like we're there.
We're almost there. And I feel like England is like watching us like, all right, see. Ah.
And it's just.
It's fine. The world is burning. It's fine.
And like the phoenix, we will rise from the ashes better than before.
Yeah,
it's like
better.
In a Jurassic Park, you know.
It is.
Get that reference.
There's a lot about Jurassic Park that's not a good way to end up. So go on.
it's this quote. I'm getting the full one here because I know I'm not getting it all correct in my head because my head is not reliable. So God creates dinosaurs. Kay. God destroys dinosaurs. God creates man. Man destroys God.
Man.
Oh. Man creates dinosaurs. Dinosaurs eat man. And then, like, the female doctor finishes and she just goes, woman inherits the earth. And, like, all the male characters just turn and look at her. And I'm just kind of like, yeah, I mean, why not? At this point, y'all have made a mess. So, okay. I mean, women have made a mess too, but men more.
Men more so.
I'm going to make the argument the power. That. Yeah, I'm going to make the argument that men have made it decidively worse.
Yeah.
Oh,
give women a chance to make it worse. Let us have the power. If we can do better, and then if we can't, at least it's our own mistakes that we made.
Yeah.
I say that the UN should like get one of the islands, and we should make a Themyscira. All women or all people who identify as women, non-binary, make it very specific. But they are the ones in charge. Leave them alone with it for, say, 100 years. see what happens. And it's like, you know what? It's probably going to be better than what you have. let's be honest here.
I would join. I would be a guinea pig in that. I would happily be a guinea pig in that.
I can't tell you how many times like I sit there just like, if I had over $1 million, I would just buy an island and just start my own goddamn country.
Oh, I love you guys.
Like you guys.
Well, now that we've decided that.
Now that we've solved.
So when do we start building this island?
Oh, I'm going to find an island.
Haven't we already started? It is done.
That just makes me really happy. Rebecca, you let us know when this gets started because we're all on board.
Yeah, if maybe I said,
with the proceeds that we're not making from this podcast, we can buy an island.
with all of our riches
that we've gained.
We can get patrons, and if they are our patrons, they can like buy into the island experience somehow. We'll incentivize them. They'll get inside access, invited to special parties, whatever. I don't know.
That's basically what the monarch is.
And Delilia, you are still in the room with this Jackalware. You're still in there with Mo. And as you are pressed up against the wall, you've got your arrows on the floor just behind him. He is towering over you from inside the chamber behind Dashing up against where the temple meets the tree. Everyone who's in the chamber will see it because what happens is from the wood of the tree starts to ripple, like it's become almost liquidy, and from the tree emerges a large white and green wolf.
Yes.
It leaps from the tree. It leaps over Dashing. It leaps over Cloaky Boy and the Jackalware and Felix. And Thea, it lands right next to you. So you get like a moment of seeing this just massive wolf with fur that becomes leaves, that becomes vines, that becomes fur, and it is majestic AF, and it rushes past you, Thea, and it jumps on Mo, who's right in front of Delilia, and it grabs Mo by the throat and pulls him away into the other chamber and begins to tear Mo apart.
Thank you. Oh.
And then,
so, yeah, Delilia sort of like doesn't fall to her knees, but crouches like in a wide stance and is like trying to get her breath and is just like not even fully comprehending what just happened.
Do you think Delilia is mad at Thea for having to go into the next room?
No.
I guess you don't know.
Damn.
But what if I did know? What if I did know, though?
Well, maybe you can heal her on your next turn, and then it'll all be okay. We're all friends. We all love each other.
There's also Dashing tied to several Stars of David. So
that's kind of where my focus was, I'm going to be honest. Yeah.
And that's okay. He's your brother.
Do I need to change it again and make it a different shape?
No, it's perfect.
I'm just fucking with you.
It's the Jackalware's turn. So, it's the Jackalware's turn. The one that just got ripped away from Delilia by this forest wolf god creature is busy being ripped apart by a forest wolf god creature. Larry is still cowering in the corner on Death's door. The only Jackalware left is Curly. And Curly sees Bill attached to Cloaky Boy's throat. And Curly is going to try to attack Bill. He rolls a 10.
That does not hit.
Okay, so Curly tries to hit Bill. I think he's grabbing at him. Like he has his mouth around his fur, but it hasn't broken any skin, and he's not able to rip. So he like grabs at him. His teeth go through his fur, and he pulls back. But Bill stays in place, and Bill doesn't get scratched or harmed in any way.
Aren't there three though? Why did I say that?
No, there are, but one of them is being torn apart and the other one is cowering in the corner like he's literally just dying.
Oh, since I shattered him?
Yeah, he's alive, okay. And then Felix stabbed him. Like, he's alive, but
he's not happy.
Okay, so it's my turn. So I'm going to use Magic Missile. And I'm going to point those three missiles. I'm going to point one at Cloaky Boy, one at Felix's friendo, Larry.
Larry is still alive in the corner. Mo is getting mauled by a white wolf, and Curly just tried to hurt Bill.
Okay, but Larry could, like, bounce back at any point, right?
Technically, he's still alive, so yeah, he is a liability.
Okay, so I'm gonna point three missiles at them. Happy birthday! So, 1d4, this one is aimed at... That one's gonna go to Larry. Okay, this next one I'm sending to Curly. Curly's the one beating up Bill, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna send that one to him.
Chipping away.
Oh my gosh. There we go. Okay, and then this one's going to Cloaky Boy. I'm not doing anything. Okay.
Yay!
What was it? What happened?
It was a 4. So it says 1d4 plus 1 force damage.
Sorry, so the first one went to Larry and he died.
Oh.
And then how much did Curly get hit for?
1.
Okay, so let me subtract that from Curly's. And then how much did Cloaky Boy get hit for?
It says 1. I mean 4. 4 plus. What does it mean when it says plus 1 force damage?
Just plus 1.
Oh, okay, so then 2, I guess, for Curly, and then 5 for Cloaky Boy.
Ooh, okay. Cloaky Boy is not looking good. Curly he's bloodied, but he's still standing. And Larry has moved on from this world. But he was happy for it because he was in a lot of pain.
Can I move to dashing?
Yeah, you hadn't moved for this turn yet, right?
Yeah. It's probably a bad... I'm going to go not next to Cloaky Boy, but, like, over here so that I can, like, pat him in the face and see if he's awake.
Yeah. So, Thea, you run to your brother, and he looks really pale. You see that he's got multiple injuries. He's got scratches and bruises that you can assume were probably from when he was dragged through the forest. He's got a wound up near his head that's congealed, so it's not gushing. But that looks like from when he was hit earlier, when he was being dragged away. And there's like a big old lump there. But it also looks like there is a fresh wound that like a slice in his shoulder, and that is gushing blood. And you pat him on the face, and he furrows his brow and kind of seems woozy, but he doesn't fully come to consciousness. So you know he's not dead, but he is in bad shape.
Can I put pressure on his arm, or is that the end of my turn? Is that too much of a thing? I've done a lot of things.
I would say probably that's got to be the end of your turn, but you do have that healer's kit if next turn you want to try to stabilize him with one of the three little healer's kit things you found in the infirmary room.
Cool.
So it goes back to the top of the order, which is Cloaky Boy. So Cloaky Boy is, at this point, he's gasping for air as blood drops from his throat. Because Bill is still attacking him, he was able to save against Bill grappling him. But because Bill is right there, he is going to attack Bill because Bill's the one he can see. He cannot see Lorne. Okay, Kelsey, I need Bill to make a DC 11 dexterity saving throw.
Me too. Oh no. So that is a 7.
I'm like legit nervous.
I know, I'm like waiting.
Okay. So what happens is Cloaky Boy sees Bill, who's just ripped his neck open, essentially, like he's got holes in his neck, and he raises his free hand, and that red fire, that light that's been lighting the room, forms in the palm of his hand, and he shoots it straight at Bill, and Bill is going to take some damage. Bill is going to take 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Is he still alive?
Oh yeah, he's fine. Bill's hardy. He's a hardy kid. Lauren's the risky one.
So Cloaky Boy extends his hand, and that red light shoots out from his palm, and it hits Bill.
And Bill says, "No!"
And then Thea, Cloaky Boy sees you. He sees you at the other end of the altar, because you're basically on opposite ends of this altar now. And his eyes widen, and he says, "You again? It can't be. You won't stop me this time."
Mom? Mom. It's my mom. I look like my mom. And Thea thinks that inside of her head, just like, oh my God, my mom was here.
And he's going to use his bonus action again to cast that spiritual weapon.
This guy.
Okay, so let me roll a d20 to try and hit you, Thea.
What does adjacent mean, definition-wise, in combat?
Within 5 feet of each other.
Do I get to roll, like, a save or something?
So I have to try and beat your AC,
cool.
Princess Thea, with this roll.
Is Thea adjacent to me, no. technically? Or not? Is she too far? I can't tell. Nah.
Okay. No, 5 feet each.
Never mind.
Square is 5 feet, so it'd have to be a square right next to your square.
Curses. You're on your own.
Gross.
12.
Oh, it does not hit. Because of my mage armor.
So yeah, Thea, you see that red dagger appear again in the air in front of you, between you and Cloaky Boy, and it shoots out towards you. And as it tries to hit you, describe what it looks like when it doesn't hit you.
I'm gonna say that I don't know, I'm trying to think, because she's not very flexible or good at moving and stuff, but...
Can I ask you what the mage armor looks like on you? Like, what does it look like when it appears?
I'm gonna say it's like a glowing golden sort of outline along my body. So think She-Ra. I guess I see him like forming the dagger again, and I remember it, and so as he throws it towards me, I'm gonna just like duck. Maybe I trip just enough that it goes straight over my head.
Well, and I think it does make contact with you, but it bounces off of you because of your arm. And he growls angrily, but I don't believe anyone else is... Let's see. Let me see if anyone else is close enough to you for his second attack.
I'm just going to say that Thea lets out a ha!
And the dagger disappears into the air. The spiritual dagger disappears. And it is Felix's turn.
All right. Felix is going to go for Curly. Because, like, Bill and Lauren and Thea are giving Cloaky Boy enough trouble. And so he's going to turn to Curly, who's, you know, still up, still right behind him. Not a good thing to have. So he's going to turn around, and he is going to try and slash at Curly in the goot.
Goot.
That was a 15.
I hit.
Awesome. And so that's a three slashing.
All right. So Curly, he takes a slash to his hide, and more blood oozes out, and he yowls, and he does not seem to be in very good shape. He's still standing.
Is he wasn't already bloodied, was he?
He was already bloodied.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's more bloodied.
He's even bloodieder.
Bloodieder. And Ramsey goes charging as far as he possibly can, because his speed is 40.
Okay.
Oh, so he can get there. He's going to charge at Curly. And since that is a distance of 20 feet, or, well, more,
He's going to charge straight towards him, and he's going to try and ram attack him and just, like, ram him right in the back. Come on, something 14. God
yes!
damn
it!
No, it hits! It hits! Yes.
Oh, yay! Okay! Sorry. Ooh, I yelled into my mic. Sorry. 1d4 plus 1 bludgeoning damage. Okay. So, 4. And then, since it was that, I need, he takes an extra, he takes an extra 2 bludgeoning damage. So that's another deep one.
So Rebecca, how do you want to end this?
Ramsey's. Ramsey's first kill.
Oh my god. Ramsey killed him. Oh my god.
Ramsey's a man.
You killed something. Ramsey. My steed. So Ramsey just comes, he just gives like an angry, like, just nah, and just like rears back and comes charging straight towards him. It's like a bowling alley. He's just lined up perfectly. And Ramsey just comes barreling from behind and hits him and sends poor Curly just flying over Felix, like just knocks him straight over. And he just goes rolling, and like his head hits the wall, and he's just, and it hits it hard, and he does not get back up. And Ramsey just stands there and just does like a little happy dance. Like he's like, yeah, I took him down.
What a badass.
Badass. Yes.
Yes. Hashtag badass.
Badass.
That needs to be a picture. Ramsey being a
badass. Yes. Ramsey being cool. A badass.
So yeah, you guys have collectively taken care of the jackal bears. They have been disposed of.
Oh, did Kildor finish mine?
Yes. Yeah, the white wolf finished off Larry, Mo, whichever one it was. They're all gone.
You were never committed to this idea. But it's my turn.
But it is Delania's turn.
So I'm going to attempt to hold down the Cloaky Boy. Mm-hmm. And I want to tie him up.
Okay. Do I need to like roll to try to get out of your, or like should we do a strength contest?
Let's do a strength contest.
Okay. I rolled a 4.
Oh. This is it. This is my
Come
moment.
Come on, Delilia. Whammies, whammies.
No!
I cannot.
What did you roll, Kelsey?
I rolled a 3. It is a nat 1.
Delilia's just, she's hurt. Describe what, or I guess I should... I think Delilah, you try to go to tie him up, but you are badly injured, and it's because of that he is able to just break free from your grasp, and I think he stumbles back away from you as you try to attack him. He stumbles just back slightly. He sees you and Felix in front of him, and Thea over by Dashing's head, and he just it's his turn isn't right now, so I won't have him do anything, but you try to go for him and he stumbles further back that way.
Okay. Cool. So then Bill is going to attack him again to try to knock him down, seeing what I'm doing. And Bill does not intend to kill this man.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. So that's an 8.
That does not hit this time.
So I think he still has to do the strength saving throw. It doesn't say that that's about succeeding, so.
Okay.
Because he's a big ass dog.
What do I have to get higher than again?
13.
I rolled a 19.
Dang, Cloaky Boy.
I think okay. he just happens to get out of the way.
All right, and then Lauren's going to go in for a sting as well.
Okay.
Guys, so that's a 6.
Also doesn't hit.
Team Delilah is sleepy.
You know,
it's so yeah.
tired.
Usually it's me.
So. Pokey Boy is just he's dancing. He's injured, but he's able to just like swiftly. It's just right at the right moment that he's able to avoid all of these attacks. And he looks. I don't want to say scared, but he's realizing that you guys have him surrounded and you've killed his minions. So he's looking like an animal in a cage that you know, when they're trying to figure out like what to do next. He's looking a little panicked here.
Thea's gonna look at Delaney and say, "Do we need him alive?"
I think we should question him.
Yeah. Can Felix do a? I don't know. It would just be like a wisdom or insight. Because I feel like I think I might, like, I want to ask him a question, but...
Well, let me ask you this. It was Princess Thea's turn next. Do we, I feel like this guy, since he hasn't been technically subdued yet, is going to keep trying to resist you guys, but do you want to break the order to try and talk to him first?
No.
Before going back into combat, or do you want to try to take a moment to talk to him?
I want to take him down. What do you guys think?
Well, if we can subdue him, yeah, but I'm also afraid that we're going to kill him before we get any answers.
I mean...
Is Thea's turn before his turn? So, Thea, if yes. you want to try to find a way to subdue him or, like, restrain him with your turn, you could try to do that.
I don't know if I have a way to restrain
him. You can also always, like how Kelsey just told me she was not intending to kill, you can always tell me that you're just wanting to knock them unconscious and they'll go down to 0 hit points, but they won't die. If you're telling me cool. you're just trying to knock them unconscious, then you can stabilize that person and eventually they will wake up and heal, but they won't be automatically dead. Because I don't think it's fair that we should just have to kill people all the time.
Thanks. Okay, then that is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to point all of my magic missiles at him until he passes out. If he passes out before we get to the end of my magic missiles, I will forfeit them.
Okay. Well, start rolling the missiles.
Oh. It's 3.
Okay.
Duh.
Okay, well, he falls unconscious.
He's unconscious? Yeah. Was he unconscious before my second one?
With your second magic missile, he falls unconscious. So, Lydia, how would you like to finish this?
I think she's gonna... So, Thea got a little gusto seeing her friends mess that guy up. And after saying, "Do we need him alive?" And Delilia says that we do. She's gonna put her arms out and point 2 missiles at him and like boom, boom. And then as soon as she starts to see him falling over, she's gonna do a real dramatic thing and point both her hands at the ceiling and just let it go.
Love that.
It's fine. I haven't been watching Hamilton.
That's great. So yeah, Thea, your magic missiles hit. Boom. 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 And with that second one, the Cloaky Boy stumbles backwards, and in slow motion, the camera sees as he falls back and the dagger flies from his hands and he hits the stone floor with a thud and is unconscious. And you have defeated Cloaky Boy and the Jackalwares.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, I'm going to look at Delaney and say, "Are you okay? Can I heal you?"
Please. That would be really, really good.
We're out of combat order, right?
Yes, we're out of combat now.
Okay. Felix is going to go through his pocket.
Okay.
And he's going to loot the Cloaky Boy to make sure he doesn't have any more weapons or if he has anything interesting on him.
Let's see here. So, Thea, go ahead and you can roleplay healing Delilia while I look to see if what Cloaky Boy might have on him for Felix.
You can ask her a question if you need to.
So, I could just use healing hands. I'm going to use healing hands on you first. Okay. And then if that doesn't work, I'll use my fancy one. So Thea's going to walk over to Delalia and put her hands out and say, may I?
Yes. I trust you.
And then she's going to say, where does it hurt?
Pretty much right here, and motions all over her body.
Oh, poor thing. Thea's just going to go, okay, well, let's just start with your abdomen. And she just puts her hands on your abdomen and closes her eyes and breathes in deeply and sort of, I really like golden energy, I guess. Mm-hmm. So like a golden energy is going to sort of wrap itself like around her wrists and then wrap itself around all of your wounds and cure you for the same level. It just says regain a number of hit points equal to my level. So
you go to heal Delalia, and it's just as you've described. As that golden energy is being sent down through your hands, the necklace around your neck begins to glow softly with that same golden energy.
Okay.
Presents.
Fucking finally. Is she going to talk to me? Is she going to finally fucking show up? It's fine. I've only been trying to reach out to you this entire game.
She's
fine.
Is this a good or bad time to tell you that your mom's dead, dude? Your mom is dead.
But I think the point of that was, Delalia, that I just gave you 3 hit points.
Thank you. And so Delalia puts her hand on your shoulder and says, thank you. And then goes and spits blood just to the ground.
Okay. I can heal you more.
And as Thea says, I can heal you more. Thea, metagame. Thea, you have unlocked Beacon of Hope, a 3rd level abjuration spell. The spell bestows hope and vitality. Choose any number of creatures within range. For the duration, each target has advantage on wisdom saving throws and death saving throws and regains the maximum number of hit points possible from any healing.
Fuck yeah. I mean...
So your hands are on Delalia's abdomen, and the golden energy goes down into her body, and I don't know what the technical maximum number of hit points possible from any healing is, but I want to just friggin' say for this moment that it just like heals her all the way back up to full.
Yes.
And other creatures, if there are other creatures around you that you want to choose.
Oh, little Lorne. Oh, you have to choose them.
I want to choose my friends. Does it say, is there like a maximum, any number of creatures within range? So all of the creatures within range, I'm going to extend this to, I will extend this to all creatures within range.
All creatures?
Yeah. So you too.
Including
Cloaky Boy. Oh, not him.
Cloaky Boy.
Not him.
Yeah.
Be careful. DMs are
everybody but Cloaky.
But the good news is Prince Dashing.
Yay!
So I'm feeling better. Lauren's feeling better.
So Princess Thea, you say that, or you feel that, think that, and suddenly that golden energy just expands outward, and Felix and Lorne and Bill, and they all feel whoosh, like this like whoosh of warmth, and as suddenly their wounds heal, and the stabby stabs, the whoosh. The wounds heal and their scratches are gone, and they are filled with a sudden sense of they feel really good. They feel like they are back to normal. You can only use this, let's say like once per every 3 days. So every 3 days you can use this power.
Okay.
But like Felix feels that glow, and he feels great, and he stops looting for a second and looks at his arm, which got bit really hard, and he's kind of been powering through the pain, and he was feeling the pain, and then it's gone, and he looks and he sees that it's all healed up, and he turns back and looks over at a Thea, and he's just smiling, and he's like, look at you go, Sparkles, like.
Cute.
Also, Thea, roll a d20.
Of course, because of course.
Oh no.
You're 4 inches tall.
I'm just going to say that after that happens, Thea's just going to like look at her hands and go, whoa. And then I'll roll a d20. Got a 6.
So yeah, so I think there's a moment of calm
where everything is still in the temple. And I guess since you've cast this spell, you hear dashing kind of like like cough over on the altar. Because of what you, he had advantage on death saving throws. So he is stabilized. He is conscious.
Did he regain all of his hit points, or is he just not dead?
I think he's just not dead because he was already like essentially like doing death saving throws while you guys were all fighting. So he's stabilized. His body is still not 100%, but he is breathing. And he is not dying now.
Okay. I'm going to look at him and pat his face again and say, Dashing. Dashing, can you hear me? Then I'm going to heal him with my healing hands. I've got spell slots. I don't want to use them up in case he ran into something else. So I might just like cure him to the point that he can talk.
That's totally fine. So is that the one where it heals him for 3 points because you're level 3?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So you bring your healing hands over to him. You've stabilized him with Beacon of Hope, and now with your necklace. And now as you're bringing your healing hands to him, some of that gold energy goes into him, and you do see that the cut on his arm starts to clot, and it's not gushing anymore. And he blearily opens his eyes. As you are healing him, roll me one more d20.
Oh, Lord. I'm just like on
you're using a lot of magic. D20s. Well, I always forget.
15.
Okay. Okay, so you do that, and he wakes up a little bit, and he says, what happened?
And I'm just going to say, Dashing! And I'm going to hug him really tight.
Oh, ow. Thea, what are you?
Sorry.
What am I? And he's still tied to this altar. What's going on? Let me go.
Oh, hold on. Give me a second. I got you. And I'm going to pull out my dagger and start trying to cut the ropes up.
Awesome.
Guys, can I get some help?
Yeah, I go help her. I use a dagger to cut his binds.
Did I find anything on Cloaked Figure?
Thank you for reminding me. So when you were investigating Cloaky Boy, you didn't find any objects in his purse on his person. But what you do find, Felix, is inside his tattered cloak that's underneath his big, or inside his tattered robes, I should say. He's got some tattered robes on. You find his name sewn into the robes, and it reads Tarwater.
I knew it. Sorry.
And you also on his arm, let's say on his right arm, there is a tattoo, and it is three triangles, two smaller triangles with a larger triangle in the center, like a crown.
Got a thingy.
That's what we saw in the blood. He must have
on the wall.
Wait, wasn't Tarwater supposed to be a good person? Weren't we trying to find Tarwater?
Yeah. Oh, this is Tarwater.
Yeah.
He's a druid friend of Wahaeus. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Felix calls to looks over at Delilah. He's like, Delilah, the rope.
And I throw it to Felix.
And Felix starts tying him up. Like, is there are there pillars in this room? Like, can he tie him to a pillar?
There aren't any pillars. It's pretty much just like a big open chamber.
That's fine. He's just gonna tie like his hands behind his back and his legs together.
Okay. And Dashing is sitting up, and he's holding his head, and he's just like looking around like, what? Where are we?
Don't worry about it right now. There's way too much to tell right now. Just please rest. You're safe.
Wait, Thea, what are you? Where's that guy?
did he just pass out?
No, he's just like, he falls forward because he's just still really tired, weak.
Just lay down and like take a nap and don't worry about it for now, okay?
Delilah?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to like this.
What is it? And I go over to Felix.
And Felix kind of like gestures, like kind of holds up some of the robe a little bit. This is tar water.
Maybe he just took Tarwater's clothes.
I don't know. Like, I mean, there's... This land is really poisoned.
Something's
like,
wrong.
Maybe we're going to need answers.
Maybe he was poisoned, yeah. Emma, can I look to see... Does he look... You said that he looks like he's not good, but like...
He looks unhealthy.
He looks unhealthy. Can I sort of try to percept to see what's going on there?
Yeah. Why don't you roll an arcana check?
I asked to percept. Okay. Oh. My arcana is so bad. It's 11.
Okay.
I can do an arcana check too. I should be good at that if you want my advice.
I think with Delilah's 11, she can intuit that this person, based on what you saw of the red fire light that came from him and from this really pale, sickly looking appearance, this person seems to be utilizing a dark form of magic. It doesn't feel like druid magic. It's not the same feeling you would get from magic that Wahea uses. It doesn't feel like a natural magic. And when I say natural, I mean like nature. It doesn't feel like a natural magic.
It's dark-sided.
Yeah, it feels like a dark magic. Wait, what?
It's dark-sided. Do you guys remember that?
No.
When it was like Wife Swap, that show.
Oh, yes!
And one woman, like a super conservative, like Christian family, got like a pagan woman and switched, you know, and the Christian woman came home after being in this pagan woman's home for like a week and was like trashing the house because they were like, no, we had a lot of fun, we learned a lot, you know, like her family was really happy, and she's like, she's dark-sided, I don't want her in my home, cleanse your mind, and just like real crazy. And so in college we always said things were dark-sided because that's how she
well, yeah, it's
that is so, yes, he's dark-sided.
Wow. And I think as you say, we're going to need some answers. That wolf comes back in the room.
Kildora.
And yeah. they sit and they look at you. And then the ground beneath you begins to vibrate slightly. Bits of dirt and stone start to sprinkle down over your heads. And on the north wall, where the temple meets the tree, again, you see that the wood begins to swirl and ripple and spiral. And I think Dashing, he's facing you guys, so he doesn't see this at first, but I think he like turns his head up and back as the wood becomes like malleable. It becomes like a malleable consistency, and from this pool of wood, green light starts to shine out as a large looming form begins to take shape. The malleable bark extends outward, taking on a humanoid shape. Gradually, features define themselves: a torso, two arms, a head with vines and leaves for hair, eyes open up, and then a nose, and then a mouth. And when this transformation is complete, you find yourself gazing up at a large, beautiful, terrifying dryad. Although she is kneeling before you, her form is quite large and easily takes up the majority of the space in this room. Each one of her eyes is about the size of your heads. That's how big she is. Now that she has taken this form, you will recognize her from the murals you've seen in the temple. There is no doubt that this is the goddess Kildora in her dryad form. But
a giant woman, that's right.
But there's something wrong. Like the rest of Silvail, she looks sick. She looks weak. her wood and her leaves just don't look healthy, Delalia. And her eyes meet you, and you feel your body being compelled to move towards her.
I go.
And I think, yeah, dashing is kind of like hidden, but like hidden within this dryad woman. Now he was on this altar, so he not inside her, but he is definitely surrounded by her.
he's amidst her.
He is amidst her, her quiet, her ferns and her vines and leaves. He's alive, but he's in there. I think his head is poking out like, ah.
Well, and of course, Dashing has no chill. Like, zero chill.
What? No, I can't get out of the vines. And then, like, a little
just
vine.
Just sit still.
And, like, a little vine just, like, a little leaf covers up his mouth so he'll stop shouting. Yes.
God, I can't believe I missed you.
And Kildora addresses you, Delalia.
Bow before Kildora. The Thirdborn, goddess of the hunt and all of nature.
Hello, listeners. This is your DM, Emma Carter. Surprise! We have a guest voice artist this weekend. You just heard the voice of Brandis Outlaw. Gosh, what a name. I love that name. Also, Brandis is wonderful. We actually just finished recording her voiceover for today, and it was a lot of fun. So thank you, Brandis, for lending your voice to the podcast. And listeners, I can't wait for you to hear the rest of this episode. As always, I'd like to take a moment to thank you, the listeners, for pressing play. It really is exciting to be editing this episode today. We've come so far. If you've enjoyed the ride, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. It's the best way for us to be able to share the podcast with more people, and we'd really appreciate it. We recently received a review from Character Arcana. They wrote, "There aren't enough amazing things I can say about this wonderful group of ladies. They are simply the best. Buckle up for a fairy tale adventure that even Disney should fear." Thank you, Character Arcana. We're so glad you're listening, and we really appreciate the review. Character Arcana is actually another D&D podcast. You can find them wherever you download your podcasts or connect with them on social media at Character Arcana on Twitter and at @character_Arcana on Instagram. You can also connect with us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, even TikTok at TheSpellPod. We love communicating with people who are listening or who are interested in the podcast. So please reach out. It really just makes our day to be able to share this podcast with y'all. All right, let's get back to our heroes.
Child of the forest, thank you for disposing of those who desecrated this temple. Your bravery and devotion will not be forgotten.
And Delalia, you start to see visions. Suddenly you are not in this room anymore. You are inside this temple, but your eyes see what she is about to describe.
Ate some mushrooms.
Yes.
But Thea and Felix, you don't get this vision. It's just Delalia. But you do hear the goddess say,
"A short time back, my children of Savail were sacrificed to a false goddess. Their screams still echo in my ears. The children, the innocent, consumed by fire, betrayed by their own."
And the dryad gestures to tar water on the floor. And Delavia, you see in your mind's eye, you see a younger tar water who doesn't look quite as sickly. And he's guiding people into the temple. It looks like the whole village is rushing into this temple as jackalwares attack them from the forest. They are rushing into the temple for safety, and he's ushering everyone inside. And then you see everyone like huddling inside fearfully. And as they all huddle together for protection and safety, you see Tarwater's palms begin to glow with that red fire, and he just blasts the chamber where these people are hiding. And you just get flashes of screams and of people crying and of fire burning and the stone toppling and crushing people. And it all comes to you in flashes. It's just this very intense of that night.
He just killed everyone. He put them in a room and killed them all. Oh, Delalia falls to her knees and like clutches her forehead.
And you smell it too, Delalia. You smell it, you taste it. It's like you're there. And then the goddess continues. She says,
"Your job is not yet complete. I must entrust you with this."
And she pulls her hands together and takes that posture that you saw in the mural with her palms held together. And she reveals within her cupped palms what appears to be a tiny, tiny glowing seed, smaller than your pinky finger. But it is emitting a brilliant green light, like almost blinds you to look at it. It's just so, so bright. And she says,
"Svale is sick with dark magic, remnants of the pain and suffering of those who perished here stain the soil, the water, the air. I can no longer tether myself to this god tree. You must find a safe place for me to call home. Until then, my power in this plane is near non-existent. The moment the god seed leaves this tree, it will no longer be endowed with my magic. And in my absence, something more dangerous than anything you have seen in your mortal life will emerge. You must run. Do you understand?"
"I understand."
All right. So, she extends this... I think actually, wait, before she extends the seed to you, Delalia, the wolf that has been watching gives a yelp, it makes a sound. And you turn and you see, I think clearly for the first time, you remember seeing that there was something sticking out of it.
It looked like
stick. You can see now that it is an arrow. It's an arrow. And the wolf is looking at Dashing as he kind of sits trapped in this mess of vines and leaves. And Kildora turns her attention to him and she says,
"This is the one who harmed my wolf."
And Dashing's just looking up at her with like big terrified eyes now. Do you guys say or do anything?
So I want to crouch down by the wolf and say, "Please let me try to help you." And I attempt, with its permission, attempt to pull the arrow out.
It doesn't fight you. It lets you touch it.
Okay. Yeah. I go ahead and do that.
Okay. So you're able to take the arrow out.
Okay.
And then Thea's going to kneel in front of Kildora and say, "Please spare him. He is young and stupid, and he didn't know what he was doing. I promise I will take full responsibility for his actions."
And the goddess turns her massive head to you, Thea, and having her gaze fixed on you is probably the most intimidating. If you thought Wahea was intimidating, this goddess is the most ancient thing you've ever met in your life. And she leans forward so that her head is like close to yours, and it's easily twice, three times as big as your person. And she says,
"Those who harm my animals, my forests, my followers, must be held accountable. But because of the deeds you have committed today, I will spare his life."
Her leaves kind of shift, and dashing, you see his body is released, and he steps up, just like still looking at her, kind of like backing away slowly, like and then you do see one of her vines, it whips out and it like strikes him right on the forehead. Not yes. hard, not like hard like to like squish his head, but it flicks him. And okay, I want one of you, Thea, since you offered to take responsibility, I want you to roll me I think it's a D10. Let me double check my notes real quick. Okay, it's a D6. Can you roll me a D6, Thea? 4.
I don't like that laugh.
I just hope it's sort of harmful to him and makes him embarrassed.
No. This vine shoots forward and flicks Prince Dashing in the forehead. And for a moment, nothing happens. And then slowly, he starts to shrink.
Yes, 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 yes.
And shift and change. And suddenly there's a pile of clothes on the floor where your brother once was standing. And there's something inside of it, like underneath the clothing, moving around, and then the clothing is pulled back to reveal a bunny rabbit. Ah! Prince Bunny!
And Delalia says to you, "Well, Thea, you wanted a pet."
Thea's gonna just look up at Kildor and say, "Hey, thanks for, thank you for your mercy."
Little bunny rabbit Dashing is freaking out, and he hops away from Kildora, and he hops away from the wolf, and he's just like darting about, like he is freaking out. What does bunny rabbit Dashing look like, Thea?
I'm gonna say that he's golden haired. and he's
a golden pretty. Hair.
Yeah. Oh. No, but I mean, like he's a little golden bunny rabbit with a floofy tail and big blue eyes and terrified out of his wits. And Thea's just gonna say, "Does somebody have a bag or something that we can put him in?"
Bag. We could maybe make him a little leash. Do we want to make
I don't
a little
care.
Leash
just
for
somebody
him?
Contain him? God, I thought he was annoying when he was a okay, person.
So who? What are I'm you? Going what are you to... talking about? What are you? What are you saying? It's the bunny rabbit. The bunny rabbit's talking. Who? Why am I so small? What's happening?
Dashing.
Why is that dog
dashing? Dashing.
Hey, so he talks. Fine. He speaks human.
I'm gonna just walk
yeah,
over.
Yeah, he speaks common.
And I'm gonna say very slowly, "Can you just come my way for a second?"
Thea, why are you so big? Why is everything so big now?
You know, the world just grew a little, and I'm just gonna need you to come here, and I can fix it, but you have to come here.
And he scurries, he hops over to you, Princess Thea.
And I'm just gonna pick him up, and I'm gonna say, "I'm so sorry, that was a lie. You're a bunny rabbit, but it's gonna be fine. Stay still."
Like, what's her plan? What's this bitch planning?
I'm just holding him under his armpit so he cannot get away. Seriously, guys, bag? Does anybody have a bag?
Don't put me in a bag. I don't want to meet a bag.
Okay, then
don't
you have to be quiet. Bag. Then you have to be quiet. I know it's hard for you.
Okay. I'm gonna look through his clothes and see if there's anything I want.
Really? I mean, I don't think he has any gold on him because he was drugged through the entire forest and like treated. We know like
his ring
crap.
Was already stolen from him.
Yeah,
because we. So have I don't. That.
It's just his. It's just his. It's his armor. His armor is there.
Ooh, is it
well,
good?
I'll take his armor.
Yeah, it's good yeah. armor.
I might not be able to wear it.
It's golden armor.
Oh shit! I want that
royal armor or gold plated. Let's say gold plated armor. I don't know.
Yeah, because otherwise it'd be really soft.
Yeah.
Is Kildora still in the room?
Yeah, she's still there with the seed in her hand, watching all this go down.
Yeah, Felix is watching all this, and like he is feeling very small right now, but also he's
not
kind
as small
of
as
like
dashing.
Like he. Ha! He kind of low key like puts his hand on his pouch where that emerald is. Like he's like, oh shit, like,
feeling guilty.
Like, but he's not saying anything. He's just watching and start being very very quiet. Like he's staying out of the way.
And I think Kildora looks at you, Felix, because she can sense your
God
guilt.
Damn
she
God
just
damn
looks
it.
At you like she's waiting. And Felix, you hear a voice in your head that says, oh, no, Felix, don't give her the jewel. Don't give her the emerald. No, you worked hard for that. You worked hard for that. Blame it on somebody else. Say you found it in Tarwater's pack.
Should I roll for this?
Yes.
Like, should I roll like a...
Roll a wisdom saving throw. What did you roll?
The 9.
Yeah, 9 is not high enough to beat this saving throw.
Okay. So Felix, he just like kind of slowly, kind of guiltily pulls out the emerald. And he's like, this was in Tarwater's stuff. Like, is this important? And he just kind of offers it up to Kildora, not really wanting to meet her eyes.
And she doesn't say anything, Felix, but a little tendril comes out and takes the jewel from you, kind of just like, and it recoils back into her form. But she doesn't say anything.
Dashing, do you mind? I'm sorry, my prince. Do you mind if I wear this? This is good armor, right? Like.
That's my armor. That's my armor.
Oh, do you want to wear it?
And his little bunny ears just like flop back and they're limp down his back. And I think he just goes into a state of shock. He's just. Uh-huh.
Is it heavy armor though, Emma? Because if it is, I can't wear it.
That's a good question.
Well, while you're figuring out well, if it's heavy, I'm going to look back at Kildora and say, your goddessness, there isn't any chance that this is reversible, is there? Like, I'm glad he's being punished. Obviously, he deserves to be punished. but is it going to last forever? I just want to know what I'm, you know, getting into here.
That is entirely up to him.
Oh. Okay.
Love that.
All right. Thank you. I'm just gonna pet him between the ears, try and get him to calm down.
His little nose just like it twitches. He seems to like it. Even though he doesn't like that he likes it.
It's okay.
We'll figure out the armor thing in a minute, Delania. You can just take it, like, to have it, and then we'll figure out if you can use it later or sell it or something. I don't know. Yeah. Dashing would probably hate that, but it's nice
I think
armor.
This is a lesson for him. Like, at this point, it's a lesson for him. Everything is, and I'm more than happy to deliver those messages to his malleable bunny brain.
Honestly, he's needed somebody like you in his life. So I think this could be
some
really
bunny. Some bunny like you?
Just some bunny.
It's fine.
You don't have it?
Yeah, I got nothing. My brother's a rabbit. But hey, at least he's not being kidnapped by jackalwares anymore. And honestly, he's probably more manageable in this form, so.
Oh, yeah.
And Delilia, I think after this exchange, Kildora turns her attention back to you and she offers you this seed and she says,
will you accept this task?
I do. My lady, I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
What sort of things should I be looking for the appropriate place for this seed to be planted in?
You will know it when you see it.
Thea's just going to pipe up one more time and say, excuse me, your holy goddessness, you said something about needing to run. How soon are we going to need to run? Is that like an immediate concern or is that like a once you're gone concern? Like, do we have a minute or should we start preparing to run now-ish?
Once you take this seed, Delilia, you all must run.
Oh, so just a second then. I'm going to pick up my arrows.
Yeah. Let's figure out how to contain that unconscious dude over there.
Oh, and Kildora, some vines tangle around Tarwater, and she says,
this one is mine.
That's fair. I think that's fair. I think we should
give
her...
You will know absolutely the best thing to do.
Yeah.
We do not question this, my lady. And is there any other advice that you have for us before we continue on our way?
I think what she does, Delilia, mm-hmm. is she sends you one more vision.
Great.
And it's flashes. You see a flash of the symbol on Tarwater's arm, that crown symbol. Mm-hmm. You see the flash of that symbol on the temple wall over the puzzle that you all three solved. You see a flash of the fire and the people suffering in the fire. And you see a flash of Tarwater with his dagger held high in the air, chanting like he was before, but this is Tarwater in the past. It's the younger Tarwater, and he's chanting like he was before with this weird like circle of blood on the ground, and his jackalwares are all around him, like watching this weird ritual. And then you see from behind him a bright, brilliant, golden white light. And you see him turn and scowl. And then it's just like the bright light expands and everything goes bright and white and golden. And then you see and feel darkness and fire and that symbol again of the crown. And you get a feeling, kind of like when Lauren sends you feelings, you get a feeling of intense anger and rage. And the goddess says,
not all is what it seems. You must reveal the truth.
And she pushes the seed towards you and seems to be insisting that you take it now.
Okay. And I have my arrows.
I have my bunny.
And I look around to all of my compatriots and I say, Lorne, here. And I open up my little shirt and he gets in. Are we ready?
As we'll ever be.
Okay. Blessings to you, goddess. And I take the seed.
The moment you touch the seed, Delania, it melts into your palm. And suddenly the palm of your skin begins to glow green.
Very cool.
The image of the seed can be seen at its center, just a tiny little seed dot. All of the light from the tree, from the goddess, that green light, it travels down from Kildora's cupped hands into your arm, into your palm. And it burns, Delilia. It's a lot. It is a lot of intense, magical, powerful energy. And your palm is burning. Your arm is burning. The pain is agonizing. You feel as if your arm is about to melt away, and then it is done. A millisecond later, the ground beneath you begins to shake, but this time violently. The form of the giant dryad still kneels in front of you, but now she is nothing but sickness and blight. All that was Kildora has been removed from her. Obsidian eyes of endless darkness. She leans back her head and lets out a scream of pain and rage so powerful you have to cover your ears to keep from losing consciousness. It's like Princess Thea's shatter times five. You have a moment before she attacks. What do you do?
I run out the way we came and say, come run? On. Yes.
I'm going to follow.
That's what she said to do.
Run.
And you run. You run from the chamber. You hear the howling and the screaming behind you, but you run through the chamber. You leap over the hole in the ground where Felix fell into the pit. You run into the room with the green slime. So Princess Thea and Delavia, you are both able to rush through the room with the green mold. Dashing and Lorne are safe because they are on your person, so they are part of you. And you rush through the room. Felix, you're just a little bit behind. Your legs are a little bit shorter. You and Bill.
Oh no, I'm on top of I'm riding Ramsey.
Ramsey. Okay.
He's the one that got hit.
Oh, Ramsey. Well, Ramsey is going to take 5 acid damage.
Oh no, my
situation where one could use an inspiration point, or is that just when attacking?
Oh, yeah, you can use an inspiration point. Cool. Good idea, Thea.
And so I just re-roll?
You roll a d6 and you add that to your roll, and that really can make a difference with something like this.
For you, it will. Ooh, yeah.
All right, Felix, you and Ramsey, it looks like you're about to get hit by this falling mold, but Ramsey and you just like push yourselves a little bit extra. You're motivated to get out of this damn temple before you get murdered, and you shoot through the room. Bill is lagging behind, and he does get hit with 5 points of acid damage as he runs through the room. Is he still alive, Delaney? Is he okay?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
So you guys all make it through that room. You run past the noxious looking roots. You run past the room where you killed the first skeleton, past the infirmary. You run out the front door where you solved the riddle. And all the while behind you, you hear a giant beast raging after you. You feel it crawling across the temple floor. The stone is shaking. And Thea, because of that magic missile that you threw up at the ceiling, when you guys run from that chamber, I think the only reason that you don't, that I think part of the reason you're able to get away so quickly is that the ceiling starts to fall on the dryad, giving you guys just a little bit more time to run. You run. You keep running. I'm just going to say you keep running all the way towards the edge of Silvale with this dryad just like roaring, rushing behind you. Because Delavia, of you have this god seed in your hand, as you approach the river, the bridge appears for you.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
And you are able to run across the bridge. As you do, you run past the will-o-wisps, and you run over this bridge through the mist. You feel yourself, that instant shift from being in Silvale to being in Mayrill, and you burst through the other side onto the shoreline, and you feel like at the backs of your necks, just as you cross that threshold, you feel like a giant claw just like whoosh, reach for you. And just as you cross that threshold, you can like feel the wind on the back of your neck where you almost got snatched by a giant claw, and you fall into a heap on the opposite riverbed. And if you look behind you, there's nothing there.
Mm.
It's just a regular river.
Oh, my God.
Well, we got out. Whew. Oh. Do you mind if I go potty really quick?
Go potty.
Me too.
Here, we'll take a quick break and then we can wrap things up for the night.
Okay, so we're on the other side.
Yeah, you guys, here, let me put you back on the non-scary side of the world. Here, I'll put us on this page, because that bridge looks nice, and it's daylight. You came back out, and it's daylight now. It's kind of a little bit overcast, a little bit misty, but it's not raining.
Felix just, like, collapses on the ground and just lays there, just like, oh my God. Mentally exhausted.
And Thea is laying on her back so as not to squish her brother, who she is holding straight up, like, in front of her in the air. Like, she's got her eyes closed, but she doesn't. She just, like, needs him to be contained. So she's taking a minute on the ground and holding him up to squirm as much as he needs to.
And I think his body is just limp, and his ears are just limp, and a defeated. Just he's still in a state of shock that this is happening. And I think he just looks down at you, and he's like, "Is this really happening?"
Yes, yes, it is. And it's your fault. Why would you just shoot a wolf that looked like it had moss growing on it, and it was bigger than any wolf you had ever seen? Do you ever think before you act?
Are you shaking the bunny as you do this?
Very gently. I sit up on that.
What? I was trying to defend the kingdom. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Defend your pride. The kingdom was in no danger from that wolf that was Kildora.
Well, how was I supposed to know that?
Maybe stop to think for a moment before you just blindly charged in with your sword ablaze.
And I will say this, Prince Dashing.
Says you.
You are not supposed to be killing things in the forest. There's treaties set up with my people. It's not your place.
Yeah, a treaty that Mom set up.
Who even is this? He, like, points at you with his little bunny paw.
And Thea points at his little bunny nose and says, "This is the elf that saved your life."
My name is Delalia.
Felix.
And his ears go back again as he's momentarily quieted by that, and then he looks at Felix and one ear flops up curiously.
Can I do a quick perception check to see if I see any what are they, purple and blue mushrooms lying around?
Sure.
He's just like, what were
I? While we're here.
Nope.
I can't. See a goddamn.
There are no mushrooms. It's not even that you don't see any because you can't see them. It's just that there are no mushrooms.
Yeah,
they're not here.
He's kind of just looking anywhere but, like, at everyone else. He's kind of tired. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask what time of day it is and how long has it been since we have taken a snooze?
Yeah.
It has been, you guys took, because I'm editing this part right now, you guys took a short rest when you were traveling on the way here because it was raining really hard, so you just made the tent and sat inside for a while, but then you walked some more, you had to do Nitkin's Riddle Challenge, you went over the bridge, so yeah, it's, you guys, it would be about time for a rest now.
Yeah, because it was like nighttime, we were going to rest, we didn't rest.
Okay, so Thea's gonna say, "Ugh, do you think we can find a place to make camp? I'm beat."
Yeah. Yes.
Like, would here work, or should we move a little further away? Just, I don't know.
I don't know. Should we go someplace more stealthy?
He looks over at Delalia.
Yeah, what everyone. Do you think? One looks at Delalia.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that Delalia also, by the way, your hand is glowing green. The one with the seed in it. It's just glowing green continuously.
Okay, so it's very visibly green and, like, could shine in the dark, for example.
Sure.
Okay.
Or draw attention.
Cool, cool, cool.
Unless you try to, like, put a glove over it or something.
Yeah. I think I probably will. But I show them and I'm like, look at this. I mean, this is the god seed. It's inside of me. Thoughts?
Felix, which hand is it, right or left?
Right.
Felix takes off his right glove and like offers it. Like, do you?
Thank you. Yes. You need a... I think that this is conspicuous as hell, and so I put it on my hand, and now I look like very righteous.
Does it fit?
I'm a lady. Fuck you. I don't know. Does it?
Yeah. I don't know. Felix is small. He's like 3 feet tall.
Felix is short, but he's
a man.
You know, he's still a man. Like he's stocky. He's burly. Like the.
Yeah, are you saying that all men have to have big hands?
No, I'm saying that this one does, and you know what that means. Yeah, exactly.
Big feet.
Well, I'm gonna say that you put it on, but it fits a little tight. Toy. It's just a little tight. A little tight. Yeah.
This isn't ideal.
I've got gloves.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, that'd be great. Sorry, Felix. It's a little toy.
Yeah, it's fine.
And these are from Wahea, so they should fit great.
Thanks.
And I'm just gonna
pull mine off.
And they do fit great.
They fit like a glove.
A glove!
Okay. So, yes.
I got a little too
So, I'm going to look around for a nice covered place, something safe. Should I roll for that?
Sure. Do you want to roll survival?
Yeah. And I do get advantage on that because it's in my chosen territory.
So you know that you're pretty long walk from Highgard and Wahea's tree and a Phonet Hoid, so that probably if you want to rest sooner rather than later, your best chance would just be to probably set up camp here. Or just inside the tree line somewhere with a little bit more shelter.
Okay, we'll do that.
Unless you want to walk to a Phonet Hoid, because technically probably a Phonet Hoid or Highgard would be the closest place that you know of. Seek shelter.
We don't need to be doing that. I I say, is everyone comfortable camping? Me and the rabbit will take first watch.
Okay. Have fun with that. And she looks at, what's my brother's name? Dashing.
Although, you've already forgotten my name?
Although, actually, Delilia, I will say, he seems like he could probably use a good rest. And he'll probably be a lot less annoying.
Oh, he'll get a good rest. Don't worry. I'll make sure of it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure I trust you with this rabbit.
Yeah, Dashing backs away. Like, I'm not...
by the minute.
No, I'm not. I don't want to do anything with her. I want to go home. Can we go home?
I think you're a rabbit. We can't go home until we figure out how to fix that. And we have to save the forest.
Do you think your father would be okay with you showing up at your house as a magical rabbit after the way he's treated Thea her entire life?
Oh, he doesn't know about what happened.
Are we going to tell him? Are we going to tell him about what's going on here? Because I feel like that would be very useful.
Would everyone just stop talking about me like I'm not here?
God, he's really annoying. Like, really annoying.
Ugh, man, what must that feel like? I'm just, a lot of resentment is coming out. I don't know where this is.
You deserve to feel that way.
Maybe we all should just take a quick break, you know, have a lie down, let's take a moment and calm down before, you know, we start... you know, saying stuff, resenting things that we're going to regret later.
We'll talk in the morning. In the meantime, I'm going to take Dashing and see if I can find some carrots or something for him to eat.
Rabbits eat grass.
Oh, okay.
I am not eating grass. I am a prince.
Do they eat a rabbit?
Berries or nuts, Kelsey?
I mean, they can. But they enjoy more crunchy things than juicy things.
Okay.
Nuts are fine. Dude, give him nuts.
Okay. Felix pulls out of his Dungeoneer pack like this little like tied up like handkerchief with some nuts in it and stuff and just kind of lays it out and then goes and starts setting up a tent. Like,
Felix is so cute.
And also really way nicer than it needs to be. Mm-hmm. He is just going to put Dashing down next to the nuts and say, Bon appetit.
And I think Dashing tries to eat with his little paws, but he's not used to being a rabbit. And so it takes him a second to like realize, okay, well, I've got to get closer and then grab them with my paws. And then he's like kind of like figuring out how to eat with his rabbit teeth. And he kind of like like chokes for a second because he doesn't know how to be a rabbit yet. And he gets really frustrated and he throws a nut on the ground. And goes off to sulk in a corner. He hops off to go sit by the river and sulk.
Don't go too far.
Lorne, follow him and make sure that he stays safe. I send Lorne after him invisible.
Okay, cool.
So keep watch over him.
Thank you to Lelia.
But I will say, Princess Thea, I think that it is going to be best for us to just be honest with him about you, about him, about people's actions and how they affect others. It's time. You've never been more strong and more powerful. And quite honestly, he's never been in a more vulnerable position and has to listen. So there you go. What a gift. Yeah. What a boon.
Your brother's going to need your help now more than ever.
That's true.
I know.
He needs you. So maybe go a little easy on him.
Okay. I just think you're right. We should. I'm just gonna wait till tomorrow, and then we'll talk. For now, let's make tent. Make tent.
Let's make tent. It's
been a long day. Make tent is fine.
So we make tent. Did I give you, just so I make sure my stuff's all right? Did I give you my rope, and it's still tied to Tarwater?
Oh yeah.
We lost the rope. We keep losing our rope.
I know. That's okay.
The thing we lose, rope seems to be our weakness.
Our blind spot.
That's fine. Okay. All right. Are we down to go to sleep? I have rations, so I hand out rations to the three of us.
Mm-hmm. And Felix has got a little campfire going. It's not very big, but it's pretty modest. He's pretty worn out, so it's not going to be a roaring campfire.
And I'm looking at my seed that I have in my palm, and I'm like sort of weird. Can I feel it? Like, is there a texture to it?
You feel your palm feels warm, like the energy of it. It warms your palm.
I want to investigate it, even though that's not my jam, but like I want to like listen to it and see if it does anything, and just see if there's anything going on here that I need to be aware of that's going to get me later. Oh, I'm sorry. So it should just be the four.
It feels like there is an energy coming from your palm.
Great.
And you can see the outline of the seed at the very center, but I think the one thing that you do glean from the four, Delalia, is if you bring it to your ear to listen, you do like feel like you hear like a little heartbeat from your hand. And maybe even not a heartbeat so much as just like an energy
it's
pulse.
It's a fucking horcrux. God damn it.
No. It's like the heart of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like a happy horcrux.
A happy horcrux. Well, I believe that...
Happy horcrux to you.
I believe that Kildora is in this... I do.
Wow.
That's... It's going to be weird and hard to sleep with Kildora inside of me. I'll just say that. I'll just give us that.
Do I have time to... I kind of want to try and check in with my mom since that weird dude seemed to recognize me. Mm.
Yeah.
Should I do that now or should I wait until we've rested?
You can do that now, since a rest, we talked about how long rest means about 6 hours of sleep and then 2 hours of, you know, gentle, easygoing activity.
Okay, so I'm gonna roll, just like in the stories, about that dude. I hate everything.
That's okay, it's a seven. It's a seven. No, we reworked this last time, so that you get a little bit, okay. Even if you don't roll a 10. So, Princess Thea... The book flips open, the pages flip of their own accord, as they've done before when you've engaged in this, just like in the stories. And it opens to one of the last pages.
Dear Diary, I can't shake this strange feeling. Something is not right. For weeks now, I've sensed something strange, something dark. There is a danger on the horizon, and I cannot, will not, let it harm the ones I love. I believe this dark energy is coming from within the forest, and I have decided to investigate it myself. Ferdinand will not like this idea, I know, but I cannot put him in harm's way. The kingdom needs him. Our children need him. Besides, this is my responsibility.
And while all this is going on, like Felix is just sitting next to the fire and Ramsay just kind of comes up and like just pushes against him and then just kind of like collapses into his lap. And aww. so he's just sitting there and he's, you know, petting him, you know, just whispering like, you know, you did such a good job in there. And like, just kind of talking with the goat, just, you know, they're just kind of having a bit of a bonding moment and just kind of just having a moment to sit.
Yeah.
Cause they've been kind of on the go this entire time.
And I think that unless anyone else had anything they want to do, I think your party takes some time to rest and mull over what has just happened.
Do we award inspiration points now? Or do we award them tomorrow? Or whatever, whenever the next one.
You can award them now.
Tomorrow.
who has less than 2 inspiration points right now?
Me, I just have 1.
Okay, so Kelsey can still have 1. Felix should still be able to have 1, right? Are you all out?
I only had 2 because I used 1 when I fell down that hole.
Oh, yeah.
I used my other one with the...
Okay, so yeah, Thea, you could give. I mean, they both have slots available.
I don't know right now. I know I want to award inspiration points, but I don't know exactly what for yet.
Can I recommend for when Felix pointed his sword at Tarwater and was like giving him an ultimatum? That was a strong moment for Felix. I was not expecting him to like. You know what I mean?
He was so scared. Like his friends were in danger. Like he was just so scared that his friends were going to get killed. And so he just,
okay,
just falls to the wall.
Then I will award 1 inspiration point to Felix for using his Sword of Gryffindor to be a true hero. And
so you can't have any more, Lydia?
Yeah, I've already... I mean, you can tell me that you want to give me one.
Okay, just emotionally. I like that you... you were filled with action in this last battle. Like, at no point did you question yourself. You just continue to do the next most logical thing. And I think that that's worth an inspiration point.
Thank you.
Do the next right thing.
But yeah, I think also I want to give Felix an inspiration point because... you took control of the Tarwater situation and investigated him fully and relayed all of the information to the team. And I think that that's something that happens so infrequently in D&D, where it's like one person knows something and then it's like, I guess we'll all just pretend we don't fucking know, which does not help us learn the mystery. So like you gathered the information concisely and shared it.
I also want to award a point to Dalalea for being the bestest pet parent.
Yay.
All of the hurting that you just did.
Just so many pets.
Like, you're like team mom. You're just like, okay, kids, here's what we're gonna do.
Yay.
Like, don't get hurt. Watch out for your little brother. Like,
I love that.
Loved it. It was so good.
I care for them. And now Bill's gonna die.
He doesn't die. He disappears.
And you have another 2, right? Or 1?
He's like a snowman. He's like Frosty. He'll be back on Christmas Day.
Great.
Bring Bill back. Bring Bill back. Bring Bill back.
You still have... He's not gone yet. He's going to hang around. And then probably after you guys are resting, because he's around for 24 hours.
He'll just quietly disappear in the night while we're sleeping. That's so sad.
It really is.
I would rather slit his throat.
Oh my God! No! That's way worse!
He doesn't. Okay, this is what happens.
Ritual sacrifice.
This is what happens. When Bill disappears, he doesn't die. His body starts to like become translucent, and then it like a ghost, he like disappears in the wind. He gives you one last lick on your cheek.
Can he say boof and one then more time? Can he say
he says boof. And then he disappears in the boof.
So before he leaves, and as he kisses me on the cheek, I say, "You were the best boy." Oh. He is.
He's still going to be there when we wake up, though, isn't he? Because he has a... How long has he
no.
been?
No.
Oh, no!
Making an executive decision.
No. He's been here for, like, 2 episodes, so...
Okay. At some point, while Thea and Felix are asleep and Delalia is meditating, that moment, that tender moment happens. But you still got 2 more bills in your bag of bills.
Yeah.
Bag of bills.
Bag of bills.
It was a bag of vulvas. I'm so confused.
It is a bag of vulvas. But aren't all vulvas bills? Aren't all bills vulvas?
Okay, that one I can take. Really, I don't want a bill attached to me. I can't do that. That's too many things to think about.
Too many treats.
I already have so many things to think about.
Felix starts heading to he starts heading to one of the tents, and he tells Delalia that you know, when you're ready, I'll take the second watch. Just wake me up.
Okay.
And Thea says, "Yeah, same here."
Pass the fuck out.
Yeah. So you sleep first. So yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. And I think unless you guys have anything else, that's a good place to go ahead and stop for this episode is with your rest. With Delalia left meditating and pondering this God seed inside of her.
And Dashing being watched over.
And he doesn't know because he's too proud to have someone watch him, and that's fine.
I think the last image we see is Dashing looking at his reflection in the river with just like the saddest little bunny face.
Baleful polymorph.
Baleful polymorph.
Where will our heroes plant Kildora's godseed? Will they ever be able to return Dashing to his human form? And what's with that strange symbol with the 3 triangles? You'll just have to find out next time on Spellbound. Songs in this episode include Spellbound, Spellbound Part 2, Reverie, Storm, and Conjuration by Vinsvept at bandcamp.com, Malicious, Decline, Eveningfall Harp, Mirage, River Flute, and Resignation by Kevin McLeod of incomptech.filmmusic.io, Memory Song by Krista Poyman, all other songs by Alexander Nakarada of SerpentSoundStudios.com. All sound effects from Zapsplat.com. Until next time.
Wouldn't be on. Like, they wouldn't be on in this scenario.
Can Dashing have a cute little butt? Can he have a cute little booty butt?